Mini-episode 1855 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the FDH Lounge 2025 preview for the NFC South. You have with you today FDH Lounge original dignitaries Rick Morris and Chris Galloway. We're previewing the South. We're going to take a look through. We have some macro level notes that we did in the first part of our series, which was on the NFC East. So go check that out if you want to hear any of our thoughts on kind of a wider scope of the NFL here. But the rest of these ones, we are focusing specifically on the divisions. And the format comes from Fantasy Football Draftology 2025, available on the main page, fantasydrafthelp.com. Specifically, it is one run-on sentence for each NFC team. NFC South, here we go. Atlanta. And by the way, this is in predicted order of finish. Atlanta, a decent number of holes remain, but if Tampa stubs its toe in the slightest, the Falcons can pounce in football's worst division, Tampa Bay. We've seen what happens before in terms of Baker Mayfield's ability to handle success, and paired with a deteriorating offensive line, that's a dangerous combination for the Bucs. Carolina, Bryce Young not being a bust anymore is nice if it lasts, but he's not good enough to carry a still feeble roster. New Orleans, the Saints have a more respectable than usual top-to-bottom roster, but the worst QB room in the league suggests a tank for the franchise's second greatest QB's grandson. I was going to say greatest QB, but I'm like, I can't do Drew Brees like that. So the grandson of the second greatest QB in the history of the Saints. So there's a predicted order where my guess going in, Chris, is you probably quibble with the placement of one or two of these teams, but probably not beyond that. I guessed wildly off on the NFC East, so we'll see if I'm off on this one also.
Yeah, I really struggled in thinking about this one, and I really, really wanted to pick the Falcons to win. But it's a bad division, and mm-hmm. both the Falcons and the Buccaneers are flawed. But I decided I coin flipped this and basically said, okay, I'll take the Buccaneers. By a half a game or whatever over the Falcons in this division, just because of Mayfield playing so well last year. And Penix, we still don't really know mm-hmm. what we're going to get. Cousins might be their best quarterback, and he's not going to play, or at least not unless Penix really goes out there and is terrible. So I'm going to give the slight edge to the Buccaneers. The Panthers are going to be improved, but no way near enough, even in a lousy division, to steal the division and to win enough games to win it. And then I think the Saints are going to have the number one pick mm-hmm. In the draft next year. Spoiler alert for all the national media that think it's going to be the Browns. It's not going to be. It's going to be the Saints. And that might impact Arch Manning's, whether he comes out or not.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they have basically said he's not. And I actually believe them. He has no reason to. Mm-hmm. It isn't like money is an issue. He lives a comfortable life. He's already famous. He's got plenty of marketing deals. He's getting NIL money from Texas. The kid really has no reason to leave after this season. He just doesn't anymore. That's the modern football, situation. that could actually work out pretty well for the Saints because, you know, I think they'll probably look long and hard at the LSU quarterback Nussmeier. Mm-hmm. But they are going to need a quarterback before it's all said and done. And, you know, and don't be shocked if they come knocking on somebody like the Browns or something, looking for Kenny Pickett or something, looking for some better depth. Don't laugh. I mean, the Browns are going to take four quarterbacks to start the league, and then they're going to move Pickett to somebody. I don't know who that's going to be. Someone could still suffer an injury. Someone could be in a dire situation like the Saints, because they have a terrible quarterback room.
Well,
and say what you will about Kenny Pickett. The guy has played, it started like 25, 26 NFL games. So he has experience that those guys that they have currently on the roster don't have down there in New Orleans. So
experience of being a stiff like Danny Dimes.
Unless they have fully committed to being, you know, 2-15 this year, they might want to go out and find another quarterback to add to that room. So Saints are going to be the worst team in that division. The Panthers will be improved and feisty at times. And the Buccaneers and the Falcons will fight it out until the last 2 weeks to see who's going to win that division. To see who can get bounced first in the first round of the playoffs.
Well, as much as we talk about on this show, and it's a fairly obvious point, the disproportionate importance of the quarterback in the NFL, more so, I would say, than probably any other position in major pro sports. Looking at, again, the same page where we've got the one run-on sentence for each team, page 18 of our draft guide here on fantasydrafthelp.com, remaining NFC team needs. I'm going to run through these just to show you how important quarterback is, because you said it before, these teams are all flawed. Atlanta, who I have in first place, cornerback, wide receiver, defensive tackle, center, middle linebacker. Tampa Bay, inside linebacker, center, outside offensive line, defensive tackle. Carolina, cornerback, defensive tackle, center, tight end. New Orleans, we've been used to a long list of this for a long time. That's how Mickey Loomis has built this team, right? It's been stars and scrubs until it was mostly just mediocre players and scrubs, not so many stars anymore. Their roster this year, team needs quarterback, cornerback, tight end. If quarterback wasn't so disproportionately important in the league, you could make a case for them to win the division. But it is, and that's why they're going to be one of the worst teams in the league. And I agree with you, a front runner, if not the front runner, for the first pick overall.
Yeah, 100%. They are going to be the eights this year. And look, it could work out for them, right? Right off the season and get Arch Manning or get Nussmeier. And next thing you know, you've got a hot young quarterback on a rookie deal. And you're competing for the division title within 2 years, right? So, I mean, that's how the league works now. And the Saints, I mean, unfortunately for their fans, they're going to go through one of those years. But in the opposite, you've got Atlanta and Tampa Bay, I think, squarely into, you know, purgatory territory. 9-8, 8-9, good enough just to kind of squeak in and win the division, but not really good enough to, you know, you're not going to compete to get to the Super Bowl. You know, you're going to have the 18th pick in the draft. You're not going to get a difference maker if, you know, at quarterback, if that's what you think you need, although I don't think either team thinks that's what they need. Although on Penix, that still is sort of out there. I think Tampa Bay has committed themselves to Baker for now. Mm-hmm. So they're sort of just in limbo. And I will also say, this is a make or break year for Bryce Young, right? Mm-hmm. The Panthers have got it. This is the year where they're going to decide whether or not they're sticking with him or whether they're back into trying to find a quarterback. So this is a huge year for Bryce Young and that organization to decide whether or not, you know, he's the guy that they're going to move forward with.
It is. And this is where, and again, I'm fond of, you know, comparisons between different teams and different situations here. For everything I just said about New Orleans, that they don't have the whole host of gaping holes on their rosters that they've had for a bunch of years and that Drew Brees papered over in the final years of his career, albeit some of it was necessitated by what his contract was. this is a thing where if they get one of these top quarterbacks in the draft next year, I see it going like it went for Drake May in New England last year, which is not great, but a lot of it not having to do with him. It wasn't Drake May's fault that New England wasn't successful last year. New England was one of those teams where it was like, they don't have a lot of holes, but they have just, you know, functional starters in here. Guys who are good enough just not to make my list of holes, but not too many impact players in there. That's kind of like New Orleans. Like a year later, New England, spoiler alert, we'll get to that. They really souped up their roster in the offseason such that they just, it's not only that they don't have a lot of holes at this point, but they've replaced those players with players that are much better. New Orleans is still a year away from getting to that point at the very least, even if they get the quarterback next year.
Yeah, that's a really good analogy and a great way to analyze the Patriots, right? I mean, That's the way that team was able to go in week one and beat the Bengals. I would agree with you that, that is exactly where the Saints are. I feel that way somewhat about the Panthers. I think they've improved their roster.
Right. But who blows you away?
Nobody. Right.
Well, no. McMillan, though. McMillan shouldn't have slid.
You know, I didn't like that pick. But then I was listening to a podcast recently, and somebody was just regaling how great he's looked in the preseason. What a great pick that was for them, and how awesome he's going to be. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they were just going on and on and on, gushing about him, and I thought, boy, that makes me feel like I'm going to be right. and our good friend Jason Jones, that was another one where Jason and I were aligned on not caring for that particular player. And listen, I don't begrudge any of these young men. I hope they do well. I really do. It's like anybody, it's a lot of guesswork. But you're right. You and I have talked about, and I know I've brought up in the past, that successful NFL rosters are made up of a lot of C plus B minus players with one, you need an A player.
Yep.
At each level on offense and defense, mm-hmm. that then is the glue that brings all those B minus players and make you a championship quality roster.
Yep.
And that's really what, you know, a team like the Panthers and the Saints lack is those A players at each level. In my opinion, mm-hmm. they've got some good B minus C plus good players in the league. You know, the depth isn't horrible. These guys can play. Like you said about the Patriots last year, they were a bunch of C to C plus players with a rookie quarterback.
Yep.
And they had, they had a B at running back, but they've had a great offseason. And you said, we'll get to them. But I think that's what I think Carolina has. They're there now because they've improved, right? So,
sure.
But they haven't improved enough. To where they need to be a team that can compete for that division.
Right.
And again, they're in the spot where they're going to have to decide whether or not their quarterback is the guy they got to move forward with or not. I mean, and that's going to be a lot of pressure this year, right? I mean, they've got to know. I mean, this is it.
Yep. They got to know, they got to find out. And I don't know if the regular season is necessarily going to be filled with a host of upsets, but I would say that we've seen our first NFL upset already. And that is that some of the greatest wonky roster building discussion you're ever going to get came in the form of me and Chris talking about the NFC South. But in ways that I guess we're talking about the things that they still need to do. So it's very fertile ground in terms of talking about what these teams need to do, because all four of them need to progress off of where they're at. One of them's going to make the playoffs.
Seems like the Buccaneers is going to get younger, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
some of
their better players are long in the tooth.
Yes.
And that's going to become a problem for them in the next couple of years.
That's one
area where if Penix proves to be pretty good,
yep.
The Falcons are starting to put together they have some young talent.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be shocked if somehow the Falcons won 11 games and ran away with the division, because you could kind of see if they could improve that defense.
Yep.
They've got some stuff there. They just haven't been able to put it all together. But yeah. I'll stick with the Buccaneers one more year to eke out a weak division. and find a way to get their way into the playoffs, and lose early in the playoffs, because that's what Baker Mayfield is.
Yeah. Well, and the one thing working in your favor on this, them getting Egbuka in the draft, that puts some youthfulness into their offensive explosions here. That's what they really needed. Mike Evans is still a stud. Bucky Irving has been an excellent player here, but Egbuka being the young legs and a guy who is just at the start of his career, that's exactly what they need. That's the turbocharge. And like you said, they need to get younger in a number of other places too. That's a multi-year project for them, and we'll see how they do on that. But again,
I love that draft pick, and with their wide receivers historically, you know, not being able to stay healthy through an entire season, I mean, he's going to be a really, really important player for them this year.
He's going to be very instrumental. He will be. But that's our discussion for the 2025 NFC South. Thank you very much, Chris Galloway. Thank you all for checking out our discussion of this division on the FDH Lounge.